Hi, we're on the record for Wednesday, October 9th. It's now 6:36 p.m. We have called the order and we're going to do a roll call.
Eva Dabu from Cactus District.
Barbara Lynch from Rural.
Val Vigon, Barrel District.
Sam Horner, Yucca.
Sandy Trula, Soya.
Janet Taylor, Ocotillo.
Kelly Tabello, Barrel.
Elizabeth Brooks, Hello. Brittany Leslie. Brittany's the new liaison. She's going to be taking over from me, and this is Nancy Mango.
And so now, the third item on today's agenda is just citizen comments. Well, no one's here, but we'll open it up for public comments, but no one's from the public here present. Item number four would be the approval of the minutes from the last HRC meeting, which was on May 8, 2019. Do I have a motion to approve minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, and that takes us to a lot of different items on the new business.
Can I take a vote?
Oh.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yeah. Okay, now we're going to item five on the new business.
Well, I think that. We'd like to say it's my pleasure to introduce my colleague, Leslie, who's going to be taking over for me as staff liaison and also the LGBT liaison to the city manager. I'll let Brittany talk a little bit about herself, but I just wanted to say that I'm delighted to transition with her. And of course, any questions, issues, if you still want me to help out with, I'm
Once again, my name is Brittany. I am the assistant to the team, and also work closely with Nancy, so it's definitely been a pleasure to work with her. I've been with the city for about 4 years now, and I am working with the goal to get my master's in public guidelines.
Can we turn that speaker up? I can't hear it.
Hi, Kelly. I'm going to stand closer to the phone.
That is amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, as Nancy said, I'm going to be the new liaison to this commission. I look forward to working with everybody, and this will definitely be a learning experience for me, but I am very happy and excited to be here and work with you all.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And I just want to recognize Nancy for a minute because I know she's done so much for us and has advocated for this commission from its creation, and she's always been there to support us and educate us along the way. So, you know, she will definitely be missed, and, you know, she's everywhere. Board on a Wednesday, once a month. If you want to come and stop in and say hello, we absolutely, you know, open arms for you to stop by. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Item number two under new business, the nomination of a new chair and vice chair. As we know, Jim Kelly resigned as our chair, so I'm the vice and now interim. But I did ask Nancy to put this on the agenda so that. That discussion or the nomination for chair can occur if we, you know, want to do that tonight. So I'm not sure if everyone was aware that Jen, I know the email went out, her resignation, so, you know, she's no longer with the commission, so we just wanted to put that on the agenda for tonight. Any questions about that at all?
Can I make the nomination?
Yeah, so just one word about how this process works. You might remember what happens is no matter who the commission nominates to fill those positions, the nominations do go forward to the Government Service Committee of the City Council, and they take those recommendations and make their decisions on appointing a chair and a vice chair.
I would like to nominate Dr. Sandy Tulip for chair.
Okay. And it's full of honor and that's when you accept something, right? Is that something you'd like to accept and be nominated for?
I will accept and bring it.
And so, any other nominations for chair?
Well, I think someone has to second the nomination, and then you can vote if there are no other nominations, and whether someone can vote for the second.
Dr. Tulip, any Tulip for chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay, unanimous. So her name will move forward then to the committee and from there.
And I would say that since Sal, you're already the vice chair, unless you want to withdraw from that position,
I didn't have any desire to not be vice chair. Why is everyone so quiet? Because we're getting to the meat here. We're going to get to the good stuff. Item number three. We are discussing the survey and
the council item of interest, exactly. How many folks got to either attend or do the workshop yesterday?
Right here.
Okay. So
I think I did.
I think I did too. We have queued up, Kelly, you're not in the room, obviously you can't see this, but we have queued up on the TV the video of yesterday's workshop. If anybody wants to see it, we can show that. Or if the other members want to fill the rest of the commissioners in on what happened, we can do that as well. It's up to you how you want to move forward with discussing this item.
I think everyone should experience the pure joy I felt watching this. I think it's important to see, but
I would love to watch.
I think everybody should know it. I was reading.
Well, Brittany has it comes up to the point where we think the discussion starts about this item. So it runs, I want to say, maybe about 20 to 30 minutes.
I think we're going to have a new doctor, 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 a new doctor to the staff that supports that as to whether they have the ability to put out formal surveys on behalf of the city or not. So we thought we'd bring this back for discussion. It's really purely a policy discussion, and then from what we understand the control of the then we can we'll take the appropriate action.
A couple of our
sections,
but from my district, you know, the appointment of the commission and their neighboring legislation may have some description of their role and all, but they've actually been wondering what their, you know, what their role should be, what kinds of things they should be working on, all of that. There was a suggestion by a council member to kind of do a survey. Apparently the commission thought that was a good idea. They drafted survey questions, and I believe twice they sent them out to the full council. They sent out first once, and then got comments back, sent out another, sent them out again. As I recall, we got them twice for council comments. And then it went up on the website, but then they came down quickly. So I for one don't have any issue with the questions that they asked, and I realize this isn't a scientific survey that's going to be statistically reliable, but it's just what our commission would like to have to help give them some indication of where the interest in the community lies for their cause and for their purpose. And I think that it would be good for us to do that. And so the question seems to be, is there a consensus to allow this survey to go up on our website? And I for one am in favor. Huh.
Okay.
Mr. Miller,
I guess the question was asked, what's the role of the commission? And I see the role as a statement in the actual article, given the power of duty, is to support cultural awareness and media community in all its different forms. And the way I see that happening is for this committee to provide some activities that will bring all people, all diversity of people together in some sort of activity that would help unify the district. It could be something as simple as having a group there where all the different types of cultures come in together and post clips and show what their culture is. And I think that includes all groups. What I wouldn't want to see is, you know, a single type of organization, a single organization being the one that takes charge of this and does what they want to do for just their particular culture. And I believe it needs to be a cultural event that the entire city can benefit from. And that's what I would suggest to the members of the committee, that they will start discussing ways that they can create an event for the city that will be culturally accepted for all groups of people, so they can come together and enjoy each other's social surrounding and get to know each other better. And I think that's the real intent of what I see with the intent. And that's what I would suggest that if there's any community move forward on this. What's up?
Ms. Power, you may correct me if I'm wrong, but couldn't the Government Services Committee ask each of the commissions to look at devising appropriate goals for the coming year? Did we have that discussion or not?
Yes, we did.
I thought we did, and that was disseminated to all groups, including the Human Relations Commission, correct?
Correct, I
agree. And I think that being part of the problem specifically for this commission. It's time that the brain sat down and decided that they want to do where they want to go from here and how can they accomplish that. And so I think the only way we can get some feedback from these various groups, I think that Member Mellon's suggestion is spot on, because I thought the creation of this commission was to encourage the enrichment of all cultures and not to create diversity among different identities. And I think something like what Chairman Member Mellon has suggested is the fact that we bring people together, start with a greater recognition and appreciation of our differences. And so I would hope that perhaps we need to go back and remind these commissions that we're still, the DSC is still waiting to see what their
conditional goals for the coming year or not. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. I'm looking at the, report, but I did pull it up. The Human Relations Commission survey for those that are living with all of 2018 at this point in time. I had no problem with the commission going out to the community and asking any questions on how they can better serve the commission. I have no problem at all. That's the consensus being asked today. I have none at all. All it is refining their goals. The device makes it say, I agree they should have goals and come together and share with us, but this is helping them put those goals together. I have no problem with that. My consensus is we can move forward with the survey.
Agenda, there's no ordinance for the Human Relations Committee, so I can see what the, I don't remember how my head was on the task list, or what the survey said, so I don't really remember. I know we got, I think twice a copy of the survey, but I don't remember what was on the survey, so, and it's not here for me to see, so.
Yeah, well, my recollection, I don't have this in front of me, but it appears to me that the commission was looking for problems. That was my first thing I read. It's like, well, they're actually looking for problems, and yet they're supposed to advise us. They're not supposed to be going for advice and for themselves to turn around and advise us. Because if that's the case, we can do a survey of the council. We don't need a commission. That was the thing that really puzzled me about why the commission was putting the order. I think that there's a support. It's very clear that it says staff to support the city, and I didn't like the survey. I didn't like the way it was put up, and I don't know if any other commission or board that is put surveys up. I can't off the top of my head think of a single one that's done that. And so with that, I don't support the survey that they've done. I don't think they should be doing surveys, and I think that their role should be trying to put all groups of people, all ethnic communities, I can't say the word, in events that they get people together. We have different groups frequently that have their own events. It would be really nice if they would have a group that would put lots of different groups together of different backgrounds. Because the city is one huge mall and probably really are more so than most cities. So I would not support your current survey or even the use of the survey. I would support the city work more towards bringing folks together.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question. So how long have we been waiting for the board, or how long ago was the request made that the board decision members to establish goals for their future?
Trying to figure out who their audience is, how long are they living, where they're a part of town, do you live in,
you know, what's your age group, those sorts of things. And then they're talking about the kinds of activities that were just mentioned by Mr. Melner and others about, you know, what is it, you know, it's like, if we could do one thing, what's the number one thing that we could do to support the community? Would it be in the area of the arts or culture or kids recreation or adult recreation? They've got a big umbrella. They're trying to focus on what the community was trying to find out what would the community think? What would they best react to? What, you know, what type of presentation? Another question is, you know, what activities would you be participate in if they were offered? Check all the apply, farmers market, awareness education programs, seasonal festivals and advocacy projects. They're trying to find out this stuff so that they can do something more than just what's all under their big umbrella. Like they're looking for some information from the public they're supposed to be serving as well. And I think the survey is a way to do it. And I would suspect that we have them. Plenty of other departments surveyed are the stakeholders. In Parks and Rec, that we survey people who use our parks and our programs to see, you know, what their reaction to it is or what they might like. And I think we need to do it in every department. So we look for the feedback. And that's what they're trying to get here, is to narrow their scope in the way that will be most beneficial to the citizens.
Thank you. The purpose of this commission was, I don't believe, to go out and survey the general public, but was to discuss the issue and to come up with recommendations to this council about how we can create a climate and culture of unity. And I'm not sure that a survey is required to do that. After all, these people represent various elements within the city. That's why they were chosen to do exactly what the survey is asking other people to do for them. So I agree with the mayor. I don't think it's necessary that a survey be conducted so much as they start talking among themselves about what goals can be developed that will further their mission, which is to create that unity.
Ms. Starr, did we not, a year or so ago, combine two different commissions together to form one? Isn't that the particular commission that we're talking about right now?
It's not.
Really?
We did expand the team on disability, but that was quite a while before the team was formed.
Okay, and you told me, maybe I would be wrong, that in 3 or 4 months, they haven't been able to get a quorum?
That's because I just checked with them, and they haven't met since May.
Maybe what we should be focused on, not so much of a survey, but maybe we should look at maybe combining them with another commission so they can have a quorum so they can do the job.
It's a 14-member commission, and that's the problem. It takes 8 members to make a quorum. So we thought the issue of having several vacancies and then if one or two people are absent, it's not enough to hold a meeting.
Okay. Well, and again, it seems like we're sort of putting the cart in front of the horse right now. If we people don't solve the quorum issue, I don't see why you're making a decision on the survey. That doesn't make any sense to me. We need to fill that commission. It needs to be important to be put on that in order to put in the new job to make those recommendations. So if we get formed, I think that we have another issue that we really should be focused our attention on. That's kind of
thank you, Mayor. I believe that part of the reason they have a hard time reaching a quorum is because there are alternative seats where the council member has not made the appointment, but that seat still gets counted against them in terms of whether or not they can have a quorum to conduct business. So if they have 14 potential seats but only 10 are filled, instead of needing 6, one more than half, they have paid, even though they have these empty seats. There's no reason to show up for it until somebody is appointed. So I think that, that's a separate problem, or there's a separate issue than the survey does. But that may also be one that we would want to address, is that the quorum is one more than 50% of the appointed members, not all of the vacancies too. And that might help them in other commissions be able to meet if I'm going to counsel as well as full position.
I think that it would be nice to temporarily be checking in our next PSC meeting, and that's where it needs to be taken up. It may require, as was suggested by Councilmember Turner, or it may require reducing the number of members to a shortage over time. But that's something that PSC Government Services Committee can work for with in our next meeting.
So I guess let's back up here to assume that we're all over. On the survey, is there consensus to allow that survey to happen? I'm sure about it.
That's a question, yeah. I do agree with the vice president. The quorum issue would be an issue, but not the survey. Is there any way, I do agree with the survey, I think it's okay. So we partner with the Glendale Chamber of Commerce, a pretty inclusive organization that wants the veterans, run down the veterans. Businesses and dealing with them certainly helps businesses. So can we allow this city work with the chambers to create that survey, maybe result back and share that with the commission?
And I guess my first thought is the Chamber of Commerce in Glendale, which makes a businesses throughout the entire valley, it's not just Glendale.
So the open glass of citizens, you can help with every part.
Yeah. I personally, I don't think it's appropriate. If you can't fulfill the other ones, you want to do the day of the mission.
That's great.
Well, I'm okay with the survey.
Yeah. And the pretty idea, actually, one of my commission members came to me and said, well, we honestly couldn't find anything to do. And they don't really know what this budget has to do, and I don't know whether I would circle it, but they don't really have a reason to exist at the moment. They really don't. And when I said that, I was thinking asking citizens more how this doesn't reflect what I mean, it's not up to me, but it doesn't reflect what I think is the residents to say, what do you see the role of the unit in the community? And what do you think we should be doing? I don't think there's really even an answer to that question. What do you think the role is? I mean, this is, what are they going to do with this information? What kind of festival do you want to go to? And, I just don't know how these questions are still going to be used, because I really think they're struggling to understand what are they supposed to do? And I don't know whether these questions are going to help with that or not. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. But honestly, I think it's a testament to the city of Glendale and the welcoming city and the residents that we have. If there was an issue of discrimination since the time this commission had been established, they would have known about it. I've never heard of one since I've been here in 5 years. And I'm sure people don't know where to complain. They don't know where to complain. They start in the council office and the mayor's office. That's where they go. I haven't heard of any. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it, but I just don't know that this survey, the issue is we're struggling with quorums, which probably because people aren't coming because they don't really have a purpose. So while people are thinking, why should I go? So I don't know that this is gonna solve the problem of giving the direction that really what they're looking for is the direction. What do we do with this commission?
And so are you, your consensus is to move on with it?
I don't see how surveys can help them, really. I don't know that it asks, what they're trying to do is find out what, because I said, when I was asked by one of my appointees, I'm not supposed to, you're supposed to serve the city at large. I'm just not going to tell you what I think you should be doing on the commission. You should ask citizens, ask your neighbors, ask your friends, maybe do a survey, find out what they think the community commission should be doing. And then this is, and I know that there was a lot of meetings and a lot of input into the survey, but I just don't know if it's really going to get them where they want to go. I don't know what to do. I feel bad for the commission because they can't really find a purpose.
Okay. I'm looking for consensus.
I know you are, I don't know.
Do they get additional pay because of these? as an inclusive pay, the regular pay.
And then I imagine council, if they're salary employees, it's just part of their regular pay, they don't get compensated at this moment. If they are hourly employees, then they have to be paid hourly for any time, including time and stuff, those types of
I have been told in the past that frequently we have to pay additional time, sometimes comp time or overtime, to manage. So you sort of answered my question good enough. But where I was going with that, and I would ask the government services to me, please look at this, because if you have another commission that's struggling with quorum issues, there's no reason you can't have one that has two different events. I used to chair in the House of Representatives military affairs, but it was also public safety. In essence, they really don't have anything to do with each other, but because there wasn't enough for just military affairs, they also added public safety. And there's a lot of committees like that within the legislature that they don't have to be exactly the same. And you may find it a lot easier to find more people willing to participate. So I would just ask the government services to at least look at that. That might be a chance that they could say, well, there might, we don't have extra staff.
So I haven't heard any of the council say it, but I'll just ask questions. Is this the survey itself that you don't want, or is this the content of the survey? Because I can see a couple of questions that might be uncomfortable with them. So I would ask to allow us to allow the commission another whack at it. Maybe it's a question you're uncomfortable with, but I don't see how the survey would hurt. So I don't know if it's the content. And if it is the content, then you get another whack at it and bring some other questions and so forth.
Well, we have consensus that they want to do that survey. So if they do another survey, I would think that the council would at least like a chance to see it before it's done. But I know that the consensus was that particular survey not.
But then that debate's not over yet, but can you call for a consensus to allow another survey?
Is there any will for that? To do additional surveys? I personally don't think that that's their job, personally, but that's my thing.
I would say yes.
I'm
going to say no. I think the greater issue is for CSC to tackle the whole issue regarding the relationship and perhaps in the future there will be a need for a survey that would require the consent of the council, but not right now.
So we have a commission that's trying to narrow down or figure out where they should be focused and that sort of thing, which won't be meeting on the other thing and being open about it. I don't see the harm in a survey, but perhaps if the commission were to send the survey back out and if members have a problem with a question or a suggestion, they can do that. And or maybe a member here to suggest a question to the survey that would help them to get closer to whatever it is we think they ought to be doing. If we're so sure that these questions won't do it, perhaps we know what the questions should be asked. No. Hello.
I just don't think this survey is going to come, so I don't have a problem with asking a question, and I personally would be willing to put a question about survey of my own out, putting it out there myself, and what do you see in two of the questions, and what do you see the role of, what kind of cultural events do you want to promote diversity in the city, and doing shows like that, and maybe we could, as a council member that wanted to, maybe we could offer to survey our residents and provide the information to the commission. I wonder if we would be willing to do that. I would be fine with it. That's what I'm saying, but there's no reason for this, they're not going to be able to get a quorum if they can't find a purpose. So I'd be willing to ask some questions of the residents to find out what do you want to see the commission doing?
Okay, well, and again, to say it could be a horse, I don't want to say it get horse, but it's literally going to school. If they have a quorum issue, I think the Younger Service Committee really should look at combining that with another committee that you do not have a quorum issue. I think that would solve that issue on my
council.
I
look at the quorum number.
As far as survey, every council member, including myself, has survey the opportunity to do that. And it would hurt for us maybe to get together and for us to all submit questions that we think would be relevant. And if you don't want to send them out just as that issue, we can send them out through the city website, or we can send them out separately altogether, however you want to do it. But I would like to get the council member all down this question answers first. And then that is there a consensus to do any kind of survey with the same commission right now? I've got a couple heads that are saying no and one that says yes and the other says
yes. Yeah, well, I said it before, so I haven't changed my mind. I think we need to solve the problem and work with the government service committee work through.
Okay, so basically you're not leaving that way.
Okay.
I'm not trying to leave you, but
I'm probably the same. I think we need to resolve that problem with independence, and we need to maybe give them an opportunity to get together and do what they're commissioned. I think taking what's up and they've heard here today, taking that back to the community, commission, and then allowing them to then reevaluate where they think they should be going. And if that survey is in that, then I can propose that again and move forward.
Okay. So I think we've addressed it.
Yeah.
That's not another request. I can take that in. However, just so we all know that when we created that commission, it never exempted them from having a survey, so we're just basically telling them, no, you can't. That's kind of sucking your hand, your wrist, right? We never told them, you cannot perform a survey, so we're just deciding something within themselves, and we're telling them, no, you cannot. I agree, someone might say, and we also just say they can, but this one teacher, they got something over there on the bill, so. So that was taken up.
I think there are bigger problems worrying about a survey. I think there are issues that we've got to straighten out before we even go down the road of the survey. Right now, it just looks like we have a chance to do it.
But, Mayor, I agree with you, but absolutely. I think we can fix those. What you're saying, we have other issues, and we need to fix those first, but you can't have the survey because the horse is just. And if it allows you, yeah, just fix that first, and then you can proceed. But I get it, and I'm on that committee. We'll look at it, but we're basically telling them no because they buy up.
Okay. Next item on is the city manager's report, Mr. Dalton.
Just from that, that's how it works.
So, I'll open it up. I mean, if someone has a comment or a question about the workshop.
I heard last night that I didn't hear it today about the strategic planning.
Mm-hmm.
Do they want us to go to the strategic planning meeting? I believe they're on Tuesday night.
I don't
trust, but I don't know.
Think that's what they were thinking. I think they wanted a strategic plan goal from you all that they can review. Now, then I don't know is whether they approve those or whether you just submit them and say, here's what we're going to be looking at.
Well, what I liked about this meeting was that at the beginning, Kevin Phelps said this is going to be a policy discussion. But I really didn't hear too much policy discussed other than can they do a survey, can't they do a survey. This whole thing was not supposed to be about the survey. It was supposed to be about how we functioned as a commission, what the policy was related to that, and we didn't get there because of all this insanity about one group over another and blah, blah, that is not, I don't know how they made that connection. I really don't, and we all know how hard we worked on this thing, and I know Joyce knows a lot from coming to all our meetings and talking with us, and getting to know the group, so she's well aware of our problems. None of them have spoken to us. Jamie came by and Bart came by. The rest of them have no idea about anything, except for Lauren said she used the minutes, but we haven't had a quorum in 3 months, so there's no minutes.
And she didn't know the survey, but then she was quoting from it? I mean, really?
Well, the good news is the Government Service Committee is Joyce Clark and Lauren Tomatoff and Jane Elgoma, so we might actually be able to get clarity on what we can and cannot do with or without permission, which was supposed to be what this was about and then it turned into.
Well, I didn't, my, you know, personal opinion, I mean, I think anytime you have an open discussion, like, that was an open discussion, I mean, it can go anyway. You know, people start giving opinions, they start asking questions, and so, you know, it would have been nice if some additional material was submitted along with it, so it could remain focused on whatever we were trying to get clarity on. You know, some other things got brought up, another idea that I think that somebody's going to kind of explore, and what that means this committee tonight, you know, future will tell. You know, whether it gets combined or whether the quorum issues get resolved. You know, not sure.
Can I say a couple things?
Sure.
We met with City Manager Phelps last week. We were told not to prepare material, but this was just going to be a scoping meeting. That they were just going to talk about how to move forward. Really wasn't going to be on the agenda. It was more about process. So we were not asked to prepare any material for this. We certainly would have provided them the survey questions. We would have provided them, although I will tell you, I have at least 3 times provided the city manager's office all of the emails and all of the information that's been exchanged back and forth about all of these survey questions. But it seems to me you have a couple options for moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what I heard from this, what I took away from this was you should come up with a list of things that you do propose to work on. And that the survey is off the table, at least in its current form, and you can decide whether you want to bring a revised survey or some different way to get your input from the community collected. That's kind of what I think. So I tried to take the emotion out of it, to basically listen to hear what the direction from them was.
But we didn't ask for direction.
I know that.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just venting because this was getting emotional.
And having been able to put together a presentation, we would have done 2 things. We would have said, here's the survey, and we can discuss the content of it and whether there's any of it that we can move forward with, not move forward with. Do you think these are good questions, not good questions? Do you have any suggestions about how to improve it? To collect the information we think we need to move forward. The other thing we could have done was we could have provided them with some draft ordinance about the quorum issue. I mean, if we have 9 people here today, you are the folks that always come. We've had some vacancies, and that's what's caused the issue. It was also over the summer. They're not even in session over the summer. So, you know, it's always difficult to get a quorum in the summer when people have vacation, the kids are out of school. I mean, that's kind of to be expected. We could have made a proposal to them. We have in the past, in January, we said to them, make a quorum the majority of the then-seated members. You may remember that Jamie and I put that in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Clark very specifically rejected that, telling us it was a slippery slope. That means that might allow people to take legislative action when there isn't enough people who should be voting on it. So they rejected that proposal. But we could have come up with another proposal. We've talked about decreasing the membership to 11,
having each council member and the mayor appoint a representative, a commissioner, and then have, you know, the three or four others rotate. So the first year it might be Patrick, the next year it might be Toria, the next year it might be Beryl. I mean, there's a way to actually structure that so that we could have shrunk the membership and dealt with the quorum issue. But we weren't asked to do that. We weren't asked to do that because that wasn't supposedly what this meeting was about. Seems to me you could go back to them with some of those things.
We have a strategic plan address.
You could go back to them with the strategic plan. We could go back to them with some new survey. We could look for a different partner to work on the survey with us, if you think
that. I'm kind of getting the impression you're just trying to circumvent kind of certain issues or topics out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you got two commissioners that say, yeah, we're all in favor for the survey, and then the other four is like, well, what good's that, when they know about the quorum issue already, but they keep reverting back to that and kind of using that like a blanket to cover up all the other stuff. I just think they're just trying to avoid certain things to at least guide us on to get to where they want to be.
I would agree with that.
So they kept coming back to the quorum issue, but I never heard any of them say how they were going to help solve it. And they're the ones that have the power to solve it. I mean, we don't necessarily, we don't really have that. I mean, we can do what we can do, but until they give us enough members, I didn't hear them say anything except using it as an excuse. And I'm really concerned that if they're not going to fulfill their obligations, and then they're telling us that we're not responsible people. I mean, I think I checked it off at home, but I think four or five times they said that we were not responsible,
mm-hmm.
that we were not responsible people. We're volunteers. We're very responsible. And we've been here. But, you know, I don't get it. I don't get why they can't, you know, at least give us the quorum.
Very much making comments that the lack of a quorum was a problem, and part of it was the lack of having every position filled, which they did state was some of their problem. One of them, I don't remember which one, but one of them stated that part of the issue was that they had nobody to apply for it. So how do they appoint someone when they have no application?
That's the way the applications work now. You just do an application.
Yeah.
Well, this
one
is
for all of
them. Yeah, I know. Instead of going out to their community, mine came to me. I applied after she came to me to be on the commission. So if they're going to do a commission, I think that they need to take a step forward too. You don't wait for this. You don't put a commission out here that nobody knows about in the city and then expect people to apply for it because it's not there.
Well, it is listed on a time that once upon a time when I originally applied, there was a list of all the different commissions and so on, and I applied for two or three, but somehow I was just kind of passed over, and then when I asked a council member, he said, well, I want to consider this, because HR wasn't something that I had put down as or requested to be on.
And I agree with you, because I ran into that same problem with the last two or three boards I've served on. And it always reverts back to this board or my previous board that I served on. Mm-hmm. And I think, here's kind of a, let me kind of back up. I like to kind of throw this out to the committee, kind of a thoughtful thing. They reverted as volunteers pretty much for us, as being like their guinea pig, I guess. Maybe a wrong word to choose. But anyway, if we are volunteers, obviously volunteers can either one, quit or resign or get dismissed. If any one of those three to say happen to one of us, who's going to serve now sure, they should go out and, like, rest of us have been, go back and look through the applications and whatnot. But how many people are physically going to want to volunteer on a commission that the council's not going to, say, back us on our decision?
For myself, I had no idea the time I was asked what was going on or anything. Just, I have a vacancy, we can do it. I would say from having listened to that, I definitely get the feeling that they're not going to approve the survey, regardless of whether we want to do it or feel that's what's needed or anything. But in spite of all the work that was done, it sounds to me like the thing that really needs to be done is just kind of shelve it for now and maybe consider what sort of a cross-cultural event or something could we recommend. Any sort of, you know, inviting anything from different cultural groups, religious groups.
What are they? I mean, that's the whole thing. That was the whole point.
Well, let me kind of put it.
Don't need these chances.
Kind of feed into this board little noodle here. While back, if you recall, I don't know if folks heard about it, but I have, that Phoenix was trying to do away with the Friendship Garden by putting in an extended version of a playground to where they were at. So the Friendship Garden was kind of looking for another place to kind of go to kind of continue that traditional thing. Well, if this is the case where they want diversity, why can't Glendale pull that from Phoenix and make it like a monument like they have down at the park down there, here somewhere in Glendale?
We do have a park from 57 in Northern, but it's kind of geared towards veterans.
Okay, but they're wanting a cultural type of diversity. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all for veterans too. Don't get me wrong, folks. But listening to this tape clip, if they want that diversity, and Phoenix is not wanting to work with the committee to keep this at their city, here's an opportunity for Glendale, in my opinion, okay, to say, hey, if you folks don't want it in Phoenix, we here at Glendale would be more than happy and be more welcome to welcome it in, and here we go, we got a cultural start.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to do anything stupid. I'm not a party planner. That's not why I'm here. And I got very irritated hearing their interpretation of the word event. An event can be anything.
Exactly. You know, this is how we started. We generated all these lists of things that we thought we might want to work on, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to the point where we said, well, see, these are your ideas, but what do your friends and neighbors want to do? And that was the genesis of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe there's a way to marry these two things.
Well, and that was what we used for the input of the survey, was because we had suggested, you know, farmers market, and it was like, well, does everybody want that? No, you know, and so what did you, we wanted to narrow those, and if I remember right, there were like 3 or 4 pages of that stuff that we did.
Yeah.
We might have to do another flip.
Right.
We might have to do another flip, folks.
But again, my observation is that we came up with a list of everything that was already going on.
Yes.
And we didn't know how we could come up with something new without any resources. That was the big problem, my recollection.
I think, though, that this particular council is so used to making decisions without community input or making decisions that will affect people without asking the people who will be affected, that the concept of us engaging the community is just, it doesn't make sense to them. So I don't see how this is causing problems or putting one group in front of another. And if they're not, if we're can't do what we can't do. It. There's other ways. There's an event planning, there's a downtown, they have all those people to do all those things, and I'm not going to be a placeholder. I'm not.
What I would say possibly to give some direction and utilize those people to then do a lot of the actual planning, party planning, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. event planning, but give some guidance in for where they might go, thinking in terms of some sort of a cultural diversity effect, maybe fit like Spanish dancers or some, Spanish community to put it forward, whatever they say. Same thing, we can do the Black, Irish, I know there's several Irish dance schools and such, but that's something that's very specific to a cultural group.
But isn't that being divisive? I mean, isn't that what they don't want, groups and silos? I apologize for my frustration, because to me this is so much more than event planning. Event planning might, that's really neat, but this is about changing the way that we perceive each other. It's about building relationships, and I don't think that could be done at a big scale. I mean, I like cultural stuff, I do. I think it's a good way to learn, but I personally did not.
I like to also throw this out.
I was excited about this because I thought we were going to be really leading the charge for getting unity. I mean, because the ordinance does mention events, but it doesn't only mention events. And an event could be an ordinance. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be. I understand what you're saying. You're being very practical and not letting emotions get in the way as I am. So I appreciate what you're saying. I don't mean to be argumentative. I'm just pretty fired up.
You're like the rest of us. Concerned? Got an input? All this work we've done basically was really out the door. So I understand the frustration myself.
It took us a while to get to the
end.
You know, it did. I mean, it was like a big funnel. We had all of these ideas, and everybody was coming up with their own little whatever they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember? Mm-hmm. The very first council, we were pretty well staffed, and everybody had their own thing, and so we had to have a... so we had to have a flip chart, and we funneled it down, and we funneled all of those ideas, because we can't do all of those things. We're 14 people if we're staff. And if the purpose of this commission was to plan an event to bring everybody to have, like an annual event, then that's what just flipped off with me when they started cutting all of the other events in the city. I mean, that was like, no, I don't think that's what they wanted to do, because they're cutting events. Why would they want us to put an event if they're cutting them?
Maybe they want us to work with the strategic leadership team.
With who?
Just throwing this out to the commission. Oh. It's kind of another food for thought thing. Let's first say if they did bring an event, a multicultural event into Glendale. Okay, whether you're going to charge or not here and there, that's irrelevant at this point. But the concern that rises up to me is, if you got all these people coming in for this little festivity gathering type thing, what's going to happen to security? What's going to be happening to the people's safety and well-being? Is the council going to pick up the tab? Or is the council going to provide that service to keep their city safe? Because the reason why I'm bringing this up, because Phoenix is running into that right now. And I talked to the committee that I applied for with an organization. And that was the biggest thing they brought at their meeting, which was Monday night that I attended. Is Glendale going to run into that headache as well?
Well, that would be something I would say that if we were to look at planning something, we would set forth
the ideas and then send that to the council, and this council decides whether or not it should be proceeded with and who's paying for it.
Who in Glendale plans the Glendale glitter?
I want to say Parks and Rec.
There's a downtown committee, or there was for a little while, and there's another event.
So there's a downtown committee event planning.
And then there's the strategic leadership group that also is involved in downtown events.
So if they wanted an event, if they wanted a cultural event, they wouldn't. You wouldn't appoint a commission. You would go to the event planners, right?
Well, logically speaking.
And what I'm thinking is, you know, like Sam's talking about the Friendship Garden, you know, talking about a multicultural event. I mean, think about the Unity Walk that we did last January. We had to find the money to pay our 1/6 share or whatever it was. It was $1,500. I mean, that was a very minimal event, right? I mean, mm-hmm. All we did was walk. We got, and that doesn't even count the teachers. But just the security, the food, the dancers, the, you know, the rental and the extra employees from Tempe Town Lake that were there, that cost about $10,000 to put that on.
Make a recommendation, send it over if they want to pay for it and when it, then.
But what do you recommend? I mean, what is the...
I recommend a Unity Walk, a Western Regional Unity Walk. That's what I recommend.
Or moving the Friendship Garden from
here. Yes.
But the Friendship Garden, do you need the Japanese?
Absolutely. Yep.
But isn't that there because they're like sister cities or something perhaps?
I don't know what the whole entire history or background of that is. All I know is that, it's like I said, the committee I applied on is brought up to their meeting that they're hosting a two-day event next year in February. And their concern is if that Friendship Garden goes, the whole culture is going to die. Basically, because there are monuments and so forth in that Friendship Garden area, and a lot of the citizens that come through that area use that as a meditation area, or just a place to go out and kind of just goose all down.
If it's that garden, about an hour before that, they were talking about two little strips in Glendale of property that we own, right? And what to do with them. Is that something that we would propose then? Is that something
they want to sell, right?
Yeah, they
want to sell. But if they wanted to sell that parcel, why wouldn't they say, okay, HRC, if this is something that you want to do, I mean, what, they're selling other things for very, very inexpensively. What, couldn't we just use one of those and propose that we take Sam's idea and start looking into the Friendship Garden and bringing it to Glendale, because it's right down here, right? And they have one of those parcels, so we don't even have to buy a parcel.
We don't even have to talk about the random parcels or talk about a Friendship Garden or something like that. I mean, it sounds to me like they're reopening your discussions that you had at the beginning of last year. Maybe you don't want to do a Friendship Garden. Maybe you want to do a garden where you can grow vegetables and then donate those to the local food bank. There's plenty of things that you can do. I think what they're telling you is go back to the drawing board.
I think also before we proceed with ideas again, that we meet with the government services committee, or someone does, to get clarity on what they're going to do. Because if they're going to combine us with somebody, or they're going to draft the whole commission, or they're going to put new policy or whatever, I would like to know before we spin our wheels and think of next steps.
Or maybe one other thing that I heard in there you could do is come up with two or three questions that you ask each of your council members to put in their newsletter or put on their page on the website to say, you know,
what do you think an HRC should be doing? What events would you like us to focus on? What
we're not using the E word.
I'm just saying, if the real question is, what are you missing? And how do you get the community input for that? There's got to be a way to do it.
So, what I can say, I mean, I think we, you know, have gone to this workshop, or at least we've got an item on there to give them clarity. Not necessarily being told what to do, but, you know, it went the way it went. One thing I can tell you is that we have a lot of passionate commissioners here with a lot of experience in government, in healthcare, in education, advocating. And so I know that we can definitely come up with something. I have no, you know, hesitation to say that. I think definitely combining this commission with something else would be a monumental mistake. I don't think it's something that should even be looked into personally, because the issue of the quorum should definitely be looked at from a procedural point. But as far as this commission still being stable and being alive and moving forward, absolutely. I'm with Nancy in terms of, you know, going back. I know about the survey. There obviously wasn't a consensus. That was obvious, you know.
But they did say we had it in our goals.
Right. And so I don't want to jump to the next item, but we, as a subcommittee, did create a strategic plan. I thought you had, we had emailed your copies, right? So I apologize for that. I made 3 copies, but I don't want to jump to the end yet, but I kind of want to just get again on the same page with reference to, I know you brought up about shelving the survey, and I'm not saying we get rid of it, I'm not saying we don't focus on it, but as of right now, I mean, is it something we want to shelve? It is in part of the strategic plan that we created, the subcommittee, but is it something we want to shelve?
No. I think it's something that we know.
Okay.
And an answer, no. Because I think that if I did hear them correctly, if it is part of our goal, then, you know, whatever, because they're kind of, you know, I think there's only a couple of people that just didn't want the survey at all. There's only a couple
of
them.
2 of them said yes to the survey.
Yeah, but I don't think that all of them are saying, you know, I don't know why some of them are flipping, because I don't think that it was that big of a, I don't think it was that much. When we sent it the first time, I didn't get the idea that there were that many people that were so dead against it.
We didn't get responses. We got 2 or 3.
One was
grammatical.
And I agree with you in terms of it not, I'm not saying self in terms of, you know, killing the idea of a survey.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is prioritizing it to maybe something we look at
as
6 months or 12 months from now, so we can start focusing more so on, again, the plan that we created, and, you know, we can look at submission and goal 1. So we have year 1, year 2, year 3 goals of submission on the strategic plan, and some have been met, and some are we currently are in the middle of trying to accomplish, and then we have things that we kind of follow for maybe next year that we can kind of focus on.
But is it one of the things that the Government Affairs Committee or something that we have to go to?
Government
Services?
Yeah.
Isn't that something that we need to get more direction from?
Get more direction?
Or, how serious are they? I really want to know how serious they are of combining. That was thrown out there. I really want to know, before we do too much more, how serious are they?
Well, here is what I was thinking. We don't know. But most of what was said was based on assumptions, and misunderstanding. So, if we were to present, this is our strategic plan, this is how the survey fits in, they can actually know what they're talking about. Because I don't think they really understand what we're doing. They've said it a million times. This isn't going to work. I don't see this. I don't see that. But nobody asked.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, actually,
they have no background.
Exactly. But our strategic plan is all based around the ordinance,
And the very specific goals that relate to the ordinance. So it's pretty nice. I think we did a pretty good job, but it satisfies all of those things. Just the putting one group over another, I don't know how to fix that because it wasn't in there.
Well, so here's what I would recommend then. What I would recommend is that everyone look at the strategic plan and then vote on next time, perhaps moving it forward and sending it to the council, sending it to the Government Services Committee, so that they have an understanding of the kind of things you've been working on and would like to work on in the future.
I only have 3 copies with me right now. I just see that I had made 3 copies, so I mean, we can send it out.
I think it's something that could be sent out and everybody look at it, and because
just make sure not to violate the open meeting.
Send it to Nancy.
Send it to Brittany.
Yeah, right. To Brittany.
And then you can just circulate a copy to everyone and
right.
Say this will be on the agenda for next meeting.
For additions and corrections.
So, out of curiosity, at one time your advice was to not send a document online ahead of time. Did you feel that strategy worked well for you? You know, this whole what I'm speaking of?
No.
Okay. I have been told in the past that this council is, if you send them something ahead of time, they're going to just tear it apart before you even get there.
That was not my advice. That
right.
Was,
it was given to you.
That was advice given from the city manager.
Okay.
Which is, I'm not going to.
But okay. They have to have it in their packet, right?
So not for a committee meeting, not for the government service.
Okay.
And
so what I heard from here was they wanted to see a strategic plan.
Yeah.
That was a clear consensus from the folks in this workshop.
And that was we were tasked with doing that and then bringing it to the committee today.
Right, apologies if it wasn't sent out electronically because there was a lot of good discussion and a lot of good things that were contributed to creating something and actually putting something down on paper. I think it's really good. And just if we end up providing it to anyone, you know, outside the commission, at this point, it's definitely a draft form. I
mm-hmm.
mean, there's, you know, very first shot at it, and I like it.
I would it's better than the one we had before.
So, and plan of action is that we are going to do the strategic plan, send it out to everybody.
Correct.
And then, see where we go from there.
Can people send comments to the subcommittees?
Aren't we supposed to just send it out and then have discussion next week or next
month?
Meeting?
That's what I thought. I was hearing everybody say is
because that was the plan. We were supposed to meet, draft a plan, and then it was supposed to be presented, and then everybody spoke.
I know we did have a lot of things to talk about, but I mean, I think even if they hadn't gone out, I don't know how, you know, we would actually be able to work on the plan today or not. But we definitely will get it out to everyone so that when we meet next time, hopefully we can see a better draft and then a final draft.
So like I said, send it to Brittany,
mm-hmm.
and then come to the next meeting with your ideas, comments,
yeah.
edits, whatever. But don't circulate it among yourselves and
right.
impact,
right.
if that would be bad.
Correct. Okay.
Do we need to add, because we don't have anything on there addressing the quorum. Is that something that we could add before we send out the strategic plan?
We have no control over them.
We have no control over quorum, though.
Well,
yeah.
there is, as a follow-up to this council item of special interest,
mm-hmm.
one of the things we could do
mm-hmm.
is ask staff to make some recommendation on how to address the quorum issue.
I think that we need to do that because, personally, I'm going to get stuck on that. Because I feel like we can't do anything if we don't have a quorum. And I feel like, you know, we need to address it if nobody else is going to.
Well, you're absolutely right. All they're basically doing is circumventing that every single time about this whole entire thing about a quorum.
Well, we can ask, but ultimately, it's a city council committee procedure in terms of, you know, policy.
You know what, we can put it in our thought analysis.
Right, we can definitely end
that. I think that we can do that.
One of the things I heard you, we could make a recommendation to perhaps for the size, so that a quorum is not 8 people, it's going to be 6 people because you have 11 members, and with the vacancies that we have now that have not been filled, they were talking about shrinking the size by a person.
I think if
all the vacancies that recently occurred were filled, then it probably would take a few months to do that. I think there's one more appointment waiting to actually be approved by the city council. Right. And and so I think that and I don't wanna suppose this, but we haven't seen Vladimir in a while. Jamie just resigned. I think there were 2 vacancies already. So I think that even if we had everyone appointed and approved today, we would still only have 10 or 11 members.
So, but again, is every district represented in the membership now?
Not equally.
Well,
At least one should be represented.
I mean, I know Toya. I'm the only one from Toya. There's Vlad from Toya, but...
We're both Okutia, and my husband will be Okutia. So we'll be 3 Okutia.
I don't think so. Well, one of you is probably at large appointment. Anyway, my point is that you could recommend, as a result of this council item of special interest,
you could ask staff to come up with a recommendation on how to address the quorum issue, and that could be drafting an ordinance or drafting a proposal that goes to government services in addition to the strategic plan. We could work on that and have it ready to discuss for the next meeting.
Okay.
Now remember, we have one last January.
Mm-hmm.
We could raise that. We could raise something different, like shrinking to 11. We have a couple of different options. We can see what options we can come up with.
I don't know how the rest of the board members feel, but just that piece alone, like Mr. Trulove saying, It's gotten bugged, because not only are they circumventing all the time going back, but I kind of got the gist at one of those pieces that they want to combine this committee with somebody else.
Of course they do. So I really want to know, I want to explore that. How serious are they?
Yeah.
And I have to agree with the rest of the commission.
How do we
I would like to know before we step further.
Well, maybe as you move forward in making your proposals, you say that, you don't feel like you've been given the opportunity to actually develop the committee as you would, and maybe it's premature to try to have you combine with somebody else, particularly if we can resolve the quorum problem. That, the first line of defense would be resolve the quorum problem. That you go about doing the work and identifying, items you want to take up as a committee, and then maybe revisit if you need to be combined next year. Right? I mean, that to me was something they just threw out off the cuff.
Right.
But it seems to get too late
from some people, though.
But what would they combine you with?
I don't know, he says that, transportation and aeronautics has nothing to do with it. And I'm like, why don't you throw us to the airport? I mean,
Well, then just say something to the effect that there is a committee that's already going full board that they can combine us with?
No, I don't think they said that.
No.
They talked about how you got created, and they actually wanted to say what had happened was, they actually converted the commission on disabilities to the HRC.
And I was on that committee.
Right. They didn't actually reappoint everyone from disabilities onto this.
Right, but you had to go through the whole process again. So that's what I had to do.
But basically, what they decided to do was eliminate that commission because it was, I think it actually was created close to 30 years ago now, before the law was even enacted, the ADA law.
Oh, wow.
So then a lot of the issues that commission worked on have been superseded by legal cases or regulations and things, and it just wasn't necessary to have the Commission on Disabilities anymore. So he was incorrect when he said it was basically discharged or it was disbanded,
yeah.
And then this got created months later. No, that happened all in the same legislation.
Speaking of something I never heard of, they talked about a document or something that went out asking us for goals.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Joyce asked, do we remember we spoke about? I'm not going to do a good impression of getting recorded.
I don't recall doing that either.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it.
Yeah, she talked about that document that
they requested
from all commissions goals.
Then they send it to you.
Hey, until we have the new website, we didn't even have our own webpage. So they might have, and they didn't list our minutes separately. They might have forgotten we were even there. Because I don't recall getting any requests for you folks submitting a 68.
Because then the clerk said that we hadn't met, so we probably didn't receive them yet.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Remember? Well, I mean, that was the best. She said that we probably didn't receive them because we had the
debt.
Yes.
We did not have a quorum. Where are we on that agenda?
So, that means that.
Okay.
Move the item.
So, but just to take away on the action item,
yes.
Now you're going to send to Brittany.
Correct.
I was hoping I wasn't on the camera when one of the speakers was speaking, because I know I was spoiling with some of the things that were said. But everyone got to say their piece. The speakers were amazing. They gave examples. And it was, I wouldn't say diverse club, but it was fairly diverse. And that is definitely an event I said that you would consider having.
We're going to have another one next year.
Well, that's something possibly we could host.
To give you a little more feedback about it, I mean, there were 6 or 7 different speakers throughout the day. Obviously, Keith was the umbrella, that, you know, but they all spoke about social justice or how to obtain peace, but from different perspectives, whether it's like political forgiveness between countries or restorative justice in the court or through the lens of a child, or just the importance of forgiving as an individual, mm-hmm. and how that brings you peace. So it was just different, a lot of different perspectives.
Now, what was that tax? There was a tax in Germany. The first speaker did a comparison of post-apartheid South Africa and post-World War II Germany, and how both countries recovered or didn't recover from that. Solidarity tax.
Yes.
Saying that is why Germany is so efficient, they all pay a solidarity tax to kind of recover from World War II. It was really interesting and fascinating.
It was.
Kind of
and there was, I mean, go. For me, it showed, just a good, possibility in terms of inviting speakers like that to, presentations. I think that is
whether it's at the, you know, whether it's at the library or whatever community gathering, whatever. But those are just things that we're kind of we're talking about. This would be the first. This would be the first thing from myself about that.
One of the things, one of the speakers in the afternoon to the study, he went to, I think his name is Main Diet. You will have me as one of your speakers. Well, he had already had the agenda planned, so he really wasn't. Okay. But by the time they got done, they gave me a copy to convince him to also come and speak. But one of the things that was on the screen, that it really, you gotta think about this for a while. To forgive others, don't forgive them because they need to be forgiven, but if you need to keep and quiet or whatever it is. So don't forgive people just because they need forgiving or they've done something wrong. It's because you need to keep. So you don't have to forgive everybody, but it was a very good time.
It went from like a worldly level to a family level, and the stuff that she said was very impactful to me as a parent. So it kind of covered every base. And it's the Rotary Club, and everyone loves the Rotary Club, so we might actually be able to do something like that.
All right. Item number four, I know we kind of, excuse me, five, you kind of already talked about the plan, so we'll go to number six. Update on the progress of the resource book. I know Jamie was kind of working on that and kind of bringing everything together. I have not been faced with her, I don't know.
I have a draft.
Okay.
Email to her. I will follow up on that and see if I can get it.
Okay. And number seven, you need to walk with the
So I went to a meeting last week in Tempe about the Arizona movement. And it was honestly fascinating to me because even though I was involved in the planning last year, what struck me this year was that even though this was the kickoff meeting, the folks on the rest of the committee didn't actually want to change any of the plans. They didn't really want input on what could make it better. They just wanted to do the same thing because it was too late to change anything now, even though the Unity Walk is in close January. What I brought back to them was I said, look, the two most important things that I heard from my folks were that it was too far for us to travel, and that's why our participation was low. And the facilities, including the food that was provided, were inadequate.
Between $1,600 for hot dogs?
Hot dogs and lack of bathrooms. And I said, you know, and so I get that it's a nice setting because it's Tempe Town Lake and everything. I said, but we really felt a little bit alienated, a little bit left out. There was nobody else from the West Valley. I don't even know if anybody from the West Valley was invited other than us. And the only way we got invited is because I know the other regional HRC reps. So I said, you know, we really need to do a better job of including everybody from the Valley, not just make it Scottsdale, Tempe, Mesa, Gilbert. I mean, those are all East Valley cities. We need to include everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I said, and one other thing, you know, it wasn't clear to me when I participated last year that we were going to get part of the bill for not really being involved in the planning. And I said, there's plenty of ways that we can optimize you know, other resources. For example, we could submit a request to Fry's or ATS to fund the food.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have cold hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We can have, you know, and oh, by the way, it's, you know, an hour or two, we could just have snacks, or we could just have beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we really don't need to feed a lot of people. We could actually look at providing more resources for more cultural interaction.
Mm-hmm.
and maybe even look at changing the location to something more central so that people from all parts of the valley could participate. And then they're like, well, we've already got it set.
Is there a Western regional?
Well, and so one of the things I offered on behalf of Brittany and myself was I said, look, we'll get in touch with Sakai, Delma Rise, Holliston, Avondale, Buckeyes, Glendale, Peoria, and see if anybody else wants to participate. Or maybe see if we want to do our own one in the West Valley. And, you know, maybe I said, look, we all have great spring training facilities. It'd be nice to walk around the outside of one of the spring training facilities. It doesn't have to be a country town lake.
No.
You know, they have one of those in Mesa. They have, you know, Scottsdale, Phoenix. We have them in, you know, there's Goodyear, there's us. We probably could do something at ISM Raceway. I said, we need to start rotating where this event is held. And they're like, yeah, okay, but not this year. Mm-hmm. It's October. I mean, it doesn't really take that much to put this together. So I tried to push back a little, but they weren't having it. So my point is, we can participate this year. They seem to be set in stone on, you know, how the event's going to look, where it's going to be held, you know, what all the support services are. So we have, I think, two options. We either participate in theirs or try to plan one in the West Valley with our neighbors and friends.
If we're spending $1,500, I'd rather stay here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 24th, 25th, whatever that Saturday is. 25th? Yeah.
Of what month?
January. I think it's the 25th. I didn't bring my notes with me, but I think it's the 25th. But so if you have any ideas on, you know, how to include the other cities, and maybe we participate in this one as well, but try to see if we can't put one together for ourselves to do a West Valley. So.
Are the Unity Walks, is it just that one, or are there other Unity Walks across the state and the country on that same weekend? Is that why it's that weekend? I mean, is there something special about that weekend?
I don't think so. I think it's just what they've picked in the past. They've been doing it for 20 years or something.
So if they did a Unity Walk on the east side, we could do a Unity Walk on the same day on the west side so that
it's Unity.
It would be a Unity.
It's a cool idea.
Well, and we can explore whether, you know, the Dodgers and the White Sox will let us. I mean, because we're not going to really go into the facility.
Mm-hmm.
We maybe could walk around the outside of the facility or take a walk around
Then it would truly be a city. I mean, it would truly be a valley-wide Unity Walk if you have one on the east side and one on the west side.
Maybe we can set out, you know, a path around the Cardinal Stadium because, you know, if it's not a weekend they have a home game, maybe we can do something like that. But there could be a way where we can maybe try to do something similar.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And a parade in my honor.
Right.
Did you say a parade in your honor?
What?
What did you say?
I did.
So at this point, do we want to participate in one of the events? No?
I like to do a parallel walk.
Mm-hmm. Either parallel or have Nancy or Brittany or whoever could reach out to the other cities and have one on this side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we would have to do is identify the venue and then identify who of the other cities would like to participate in one with us in the West Valley. I think Peoria has been doing their own, so maybe we can actually just all piggyback on Peoria.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the same day. Maybe we could just decide, you know, ask Peoria if they would be willing to have to host all of the West Valley cities, not just their residents.
I think it'd be cool to have it on the same day. I mean, you know, it'd just be a really nice
unity. It'd be promoting unity.
Do you think it'd be a good idea to have someone volunteer to start working on it now, as opposed to waiting until next month to do it? So I don't know if somebody's willing to kind of start looking at venues, working with.
I can.
Yeah.
Mhm.
We can help.
Okay.
Because there's got to be contacts in the other cities that we can start talking to. I will let company know that we've decided we're going to try to do something in the West Valley. And mm-hmm. not to count on us to participate in that.
Okay.
We're doing a payroll.
Well, we're, you know, I have to say I was a little put off by the fact that, you know, it. I was the only one that was concerned about trying to incorporate a brother and sister cities out here in the West Valley.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that because it's regional? Is it their regional? Or their region? Or is it the region Arizona? Or that's
well,
what's not clear.
My definition of regional was the valley.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's Metro Phoenix.
Right. The metropolitan area. I mean, maybe theirs was the East Valley. I don't know. But, you know, you're not going to get someone travel 60 or 70 miles from Tolleson or
Vivier
to go do an hour walk in Tempe. It's like they might go to, you know, ISM or they might go to Church Rio Park or something like that, you know, that this is not.
Okay. There you go. All right. Staff report. Staff report. Can I report you anything?
Nothing else. Good enough. As usual.
Brittany? Nothing. Just soaking it all in.
Good luck with that.
You sure you want to be a part of the board? Alright, any other commission comments or suggestions? Can you bring anything up? I know, right? You're going to give me like more?
No. If anyone wants to participate in the subcommittee for the strategic planning, you're more than welcome. Including me.
Yeah. Right now, it's York on the subcommittee for the planning. Myself, Dr. Trulove, Kelly, and Christian Corn. So,
you can only one of us if you would like to participate on the school committee.
Question in advance to your friendly then, if that's the case. What are the chances of getting a new list of everybody's emails, addresses, or phone numbers, that, whatever, like we had
in
January?
We can do that.
Because I know my email has changed.
See, and that's
that was the reason why I haven't been here.
Okay, so
that's
give us an email. Send us an email.
Okay, Coach, CoachDearCub63@yahoo.com.
Okay.
I'm so much
right now. Yeah, that's was not in it before.
Correct.
Okay, so that's been the problem.
Okay. Next meeting November 6th, 6:30. That being said, the motion to adjourn.
I make a decision.
Kelly, do I have a second?
I have a second, too.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
You know, the system.
Sorry.
It is wrong. Maybe the surgeon is.
Yeah.
That was my fault.
Okay. On November 13th.
Who was the adjourn, Kelly?
Yeah.
Who's second?
Mm-hmm.